You are now tuned in to People's Tribune Radio. I'm your host, Kenny Shook. On the evening of June 16th, the people of Benton Harbor, Michigan had had enough injustice.
See, the problem, it starts right here in this court. This is the main reason why there are so many problems here in Benton Harbor. They have given them a carte blanche that they can do anything they want. We have had over 20 police brutality cases since January the 1st.
Well, the governor didn't know a whole lot about Benton Harbor. She was kind of surprised to see that these people were oppressed like they were, that the ratio to going to jail in Benton Harbor to St. Joe was so high. The unemployment ratio was so high. It's 2% over here, and it's, I think they said 27% over in Benton Harbor in the 20s. And so, you know, that's every one in four person is out of a job, and in some cases, two.
People's Tribune Radio is produced by the League of Revolutionaries for a New America, who also publishes the newspaper People's Tribune Tribunal del Pueblo. Ordering and contact information will be provided at the end of the show. Benton Harbor is a small community in Berrien County, Michigan. The town's population is 12,000 people, almost entirely African American. By contrast, the neighboring town of St. Joseph has a population almost entirely of white people. These two communities are divided by a river, and depending on which side of the bank one lives on, life is very different. In St. Joseph, the unemployment rate is around 2%, while Benton Harbor's unemployment is about 25%. Joblessness, poverty, continual police harassment, and an increase in hopelessness all came to a boiling point when Terrence T-Shirt Shern died during a police chase. PTR correspondent Rich Capalbo went to Benton Harbor, where he talked with Reverend Edward Pinckney at the focal point of the rebellion.
This is where it all happened. Everything started right here. Let's go. See, people are very, 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 very upset because the night of the riot, basically what they was doing, they was praying around the house. And what the police officer did, they came forward and wanted them not to pray in around the house. And that's what started the whole riot. They weren't all in the street. They was on the, like on the sidewalk and stuff like that. We are so used to them trying to come here, you know, right, really trying to intimidate us more than anything else. And that's their history. You see, one of the police officers, Lon Dean, after the young man was down on the ground, he was dead, he walked up to him and kicked him. And then the two officers, Kozar and Lon Dean, gave each other a high five. I'm going to take you down to this one house where there was a family living in this house who was burnt out. There's only 12,000 people here in Benton Harbor, the city itself. And when we talk about Benton Harbor, we always talk about a city that basically was one of the finest cities in the whole country at one time. 60% of the houses here are owned by other people from St. Joe. And we have some of them because they really bought these houses cheap, almost dirt cheap. And we're living now in a community, and this is the time where we have to be more concerned. It should be less than 12% of people here that has felony. But the point is, the way the system is ran, it's designed to break you down and neutralize everything that you want to do. And that's what they do. They put us in a compromising position. We try to educate the individuals, even in this area, about laws, what they can do and what they can't do, what they should do, what they should not do. But the riot itself really should have happened 15 years ago. The community itself is not really a bad community. We didn't have one murder this year. Actually, we done had three murders. Two of them have been by the Benton Township Police Department. So what they're doing now, they're out murdering the people. We try to stay focused on what we're doing and try to educate the people. But what we want to do more than anything else, we want to make sure that the people understand exactly what they're doing. Now, here is another fire took place. This is when people lived in this house. That was unfortunate. But their intention was not to burn the house that the people lived in. It was the house next door was an abandoned house. Where that fence ended, the other one started. And that was the background. Even the car itself was on fire. So it was pretty intense. We have to stay focused on what we're doing. See, I'm not allowing this to break my concentration of what I'm trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the governor come in and say she's going to do. It's not going to stop me until I see her doing something about the courthouse. I want them to have jobs. I want a better education system. I want recreation for the people. But I also want you to cut that head off, and that's the courthouse. You see? And I believe that from my heart. You know, if you cut that court down to its side, cut it from the neck down, and legs stop wiggling. They'll stop running. And we'll have justice here. And that's what we're looking for.
We are now taken to the Berrien County Courthouse in St. Joseph, one of the pillars of injustice for the people of Benton Harbor.
See, the problem right here, it starts right here in this courthouse. This is the main reason why there are so many problems here in Benton Harbor. They have given them a carte blanche that they can do anything they want. You know, we have had over 20 police brutality cases since January the 1st. You see, and I have filed about 7 or 8 cases with the civil rights. But what they did by filing so many cases, they moved the Civil Rights Committee out of Benton Harbor. But yesterday, I called the person who's in charge. The number one person was here. And I spoke with them yesterday. And what they're going to do, they're going to open up an office again right here in Benton Harbor. You see, that's their plan. But the main problem is right here. The court system, what they do, they give a black individual the maximum amount of time that they can give a person. You know, they have guidelines that they go by. If it says 0 to 18, they give you the 18 and, you know, and whatever the tail might be. You know, if it's 20 years, 25 years, you get the 18. You see, you never get the 0 or the 2 or 3. Here they give you the maximum amount of time they can give you, the maximum, black people that is. Their program is this. I would say 60% of the people that live in Benton Harbor today are felons, because there's never a case dismissed here. See, the thing is, you don't want to be in their jailhouse or their jail system over there. You don't want to be there because, one thing, they don't feed you good. You see, the food is so lousy, the conditions are so bad, that people, they'll do anything to get out. They'll plead guilty, keep them going to jail. The jail holds 373 people. They always have 545 people there. You see, that's what they always have. And it's designed really to break you more than anything else. Benton Harbor only have 12,000 people, you see. But we have more people in prison per capita than anywhere in the whole state. And the reason why it's done that way is to neutralize anything that we want to do. But once you get a felony on your record, one, you can't get a job here. Nobody's going to hire you. So they got the computer system now. When you fill out your application, they can pull it right up on the computer, and they discover that you do have a felony. Okay, if you tell them you got a felony, they're going to tear up your application. Okay, let's say you can't even live in the housing projects here if you have a felony. If your son have a felony, you can't live there. Nowhere can you live if you have a felony. Here, the banks won't even give you a loan. So everything that's done, they neutralize you right here in the courthouse. Some of the cases should never go to trial. Some of the cases should never be brought here. Okay, if there's a domestic case, let's say, you're my wife and you and I have an argument. Okay, we may argue a little bit, but we can be hollering at each other. It's domestic here. No, even if there's no licks, packs, anything like that. But if you call the police, one of us got to go to jail. And they ask, and most likely it's going to be the man. They make that decision. You see, whoever it is. But that's when they come over here. Okay, the wife, she said, well, I don't want to testify. Okay? They said, well, we don't need your testimony. This is what you said, and the judge uphold that. Here, let's say if you don't have a witness for the case, they have a case going on and you don't have a witness, whatever the police officers say, that's what happens. There was a case with a young man named Jerry Lewis. And what happened to him was that they planted a wad of drugs, like they said he had a wad of drugs like this now, up his butt. Now, how can you get something like this up his butt? But the strange part about this whole thing, the drugs disappeared, and he only had a picture and found him guilty. He spent 365 days in jail, plus now he's on lifetime probation. That means that if he died and came back, he would still be on probation, as long as his name is Jerry Lou. Basically, that's what we're trying to stop. We have to pressure them to give us this. You know, one of the things I like for everybody to know is that what we want to do, we want to set up a committee to oversee this courthouse with subpoena power. And we also want our own court system inside Benton Harbor so we can get some of the revenue. If my black brothers and sisters have to go to jail, at least I can get some of the revenue. You see. Also, what we want to do, we want to set up a committee to oversee the public defender system here. And they got to have subpoena power. And when people have complaints, they can bring them to us, then we can take them to them. It's got to be organized. Basically, the state has to be instituted in there. But what we want people from the city. We have people from St. Joe. We have people from Benton Harbor. You see. But we also would like to have that deciding vote in case there's a dispute. You see. Because that's very important. Also, what we need to do, we have to set up a committee to oversee the Benton Township Police Department and also the Benton Harbor Police Department. And they must have subpoena power. That's, you know, if you have one without subpoena power, it's just a rubber stamp. We don't want that. We had a case just recently on April the 12th where Arthur Partee, well, the newspaper said he just dropped dead. He was only 26 years of age. Which was virtually impossible. Just dropped dead like that. Basically. But we found out that he was strangled. The coroner's report, it was death by strangulation. They have yet to arrest these officers. They're still on paid leave. But what we're going to do tonight, we got to go to the trustee meeting and find out why they have not arrested these individuals. And why they're still on our payroll. I live in the township. And that is... my funds is being paid for these guys. They kill a black person, they get a paid vacation. That's the history of this area. You get rewarded. You see, you get your reward. You see, but you kill two or three of them, then you know you might become the new chief. So that's how, that's the way that they're doing. But what I want everybody to know around this country, we need your support down here. We need as much help as we can get. We need people coming from all over. They will understand what we're trying to do. We need justice right here now. We can't have it no other way. Now, people are beginning to look at things differently. My belief is that all the time they wanted to, but they never had nobody to push them. And what I know them to do, I push and shove them. We got to show unification. We got to show them that we're not going to accept this no more. And we can do it. It doesn't take a... See, one thing, once you get it rolling and get people moving, see, you got to start mobilizing people. And once you do that, people start thinking differently. You see, right now, and Benton would never had that riot over there. Never. They wouldn't even dream of it. They are so scared of this place right here. They're so scared. You couldn't even get them to come over here and march. See, I started this march 2.5 years ago. You see, we march every Tuesday. We don't miss Tuesday. And the thing is, we have to identify the problem. See, a lot of times you be out here doing something, you don't identify the problem. My belief, right here, this is the problem. They're remodeling, they're doing everything you could think of to this place. It's going to be a beautiful place.
As the county courthouse pays for a new look, the people of Benton Harbor continue to face an increase in poverty and job loss. Reverend Pinckney gives us an example of the loss of jobs through one of the largest employers in Benton Harbor, Whirlpool.
Whirlpool is having shut down. They shut down one office, and I think we lost maybe about 200 jobs out of that office. Then we have another office that was shut down, the one on M139. But then they got another section that's open there. One of the reasons they moved it, I think they moved it to... I'm not positive. Tokyo, I believe. Mm. They moved something where they moved it into one of the other countries. I know that. I think it was Whirlpool Finance. I think that's the one they moved out of here. But my thing is that a lot of people are moving out, not only because they moved to Mexico. That's what they're taking some of the jobs that was here out of here. But we getting ready to build this place up. We got some people who have called me about jobs here, and they want to have jobs here. They really want to bring jobs to this area, and that's what we want. You see, the governor going to be bringing some jobs in. The kids, they got 200 jobs that they're going to announce today that they're going to give to the kids. You know, 14 to 21, probably cleaning up, sweeping, and stuff like that. So you know, before that riot, they would have never got that. So that's a plus.
Yes.
You see, that's a plus. See, a lot of times people don't look at this, but the riot was a plus for
us.
You see, nobody got killed. Very few people got hurt, if any. And it was definitely a plus for us.
You are listening to People's Tribune Radio. Benton Harbor resident Shalithia Burns reveals some of the main issues facing the people of Benton Harbor.
The main issues in this county are the justice system and the powers that be.
Yeah.
The powers that be in this community are what wrecked it. It's a trickle-down effect from the top. If it's corruption in the top, it can't be anything good for the people on the bottom.
That's right.
And that's what the problem is here. They can try to sugarcoat it. They can, you know, they can put a bandage over it. They can avert, and that's what they do a lot of in this county. But the system is what gets us in trouble in Barron County. They hung a lot of people out to dry because of the injustice at the so-called head, the top. The judges are not for the right thing. There's corruption, particularly in this building. Particularly, there is corruption in the police department. These are the heads of our states, and it's not all of them. It's not every cop. It's not every judge, I don't guess. You want to believe that there's one judge in this place that's here for the right thing for us, that took an oath to uphold the law, not break the law. That's all we asking for is justice. Now, I'm all for going forward, and I'm all for helping my community. I've been doing this all my life. I'm for the right thing, so that's not a problem with me. You need to now take advantage of this opportunity that we have in Benton Harbor and St. Joe to try to right some of these wrongs, because the media was making a big deal out of the suppression, oppression, longstanding. They stressed that. That's true. You have to go and address the long-standing issues. People are not walking around hopeless because of something that happened to them yesterday. People are not dying because of what happened to them yesterday. A lot of people have died from a heavy burden. They can't get that back. They're gone. All I want to do is tell my story so that this don't happen to anyone else. You see, I'm a victim. I'm a victim of this, not so much because I did wrong or went to prison, but through family members, I suffered. And then finally, it trickled down to me. Discriminated upon because I married a man that was getting discriminated, and that's how I got involved. All I want is the right things to take place.
Yeah.
It's so many people want to get involved, I believe, in help, and I'm talking all nationalities. I've spoken to all nationalities. They just didn't know how to go about doing it. Now people coming out and talking, blacks, whites, Hispanics, everybody's, well, how can we help? And that's how I feel. How can we help turn it around for our youth? See, we've already lost a generation to the prison system, to the graveyard. These kids are going to be our future. We need to try to, for their sake, save the children. And that's all the children. These kids need re-educating. We can't do everything for money. I'm willing to lend my services to help somebody plant grass seeds and flowers. Because if your surroundings are beautified, you feel better about yourself, and that kind of makes you motivated. Get going. You should see some of those places in Benton Harbor. For the most part, Benton Harbor has good residents and nice houses. But here's a good house. Here's a raggedy burn-up house or an empty house. Those are the houses they were burning up primarily. They got tired of looking at that ugly stuff in the midst of this beauty. You know, we'd rather have it down. Those houses would sit there for years and years and years. Among the good houses. So they set them on fire, and that's what got all this attention. And thank God for it. You know, I'm sorry a couple of people lost their home in the process, but those people will be, you know, put in some more housing. The main thing is that it was only two. So now we can rebuild and put something nice looking in there, because that's what we want. They paint this wrong picture of us that we don't want nothing, that we don't like beauty. We love beauty. But I'm going to tell you something. If you do your research, you'll find out that Benton Harbor is among the very lowest of all of them. We definitely have been held down in this community. I'm talking, this is long-standing. When they said that, I just shouted. Yes, it's been going on. It did not just happen yesterday. And it took these kids to do something drastic like this. They didn't know they were going to get all this attention. That Benton Harbor may be the catalyst to turn it all around. But the Lord knew it. This ain't no accident. And I'm for educating them. I'm for restructuring the world because it is not right. When we come here, we came with nothing. We're going to leave with nothing. I don't care how much you store up in your barn, in your sheds. You're not taking none of that with you when you die. Why can't you share some of that wealth with the less fortunate? I can't drive up one car at a time. I can't live in but one home at a time. I'm willing to share what I have. And I don't have much, but I'm willing to share that. And that's what keeps me rich and keeps me prosperous, the fact that I'm willing to share with somebody less fortunate than me. And it's always someone doing worse than us. Always. But these people over here, and even our government, they're robbing people of everything. They robbed me of my widow's pension benefits. I'm going to get them back. You know what I mean? I'm going to get them. Not back. I'm going to get them. Obtain them for the first time. But our country is based on robbery. And it's based on robbery, robbing the poor.
Shalithia Burns relates the problems of Benton Harbor to other communities around the nation and to a larger flaw within the system.
Whoever's going through this, including white people, because it's no longer just a black issue. Now it's become a national issue, an international issue. It's going on and been going on in certain places, but they're now getting the exposure. They have to admit it's been a failure. The system as we know it has failed.
It is.
They got to admit that. At what point do we admit that and start building our system back up? Look at the world.
Benton Harbor is like many communities throughout the United States that have been and are being devastated by the changes in technology and production. The economy has moved away from industrialization. There are fewer and fewer jobs available. Plant closings and layoffs are hurting communities and young people who have little to look forward to and little to do. The unemployed and underemployed across the country are looked upon with scorn by the wealthy and treated as inmates by the police who oversee these communities. There are whole cities in Michigan that are bankrupt and unable to provide services to the members of those communities, regardless of race or nationality. Small cities and communities dependent on one industry or plant like Benton Harbor are devastated when they close. In some communities, those companies declare bankruptcy to eliminate their responsibility to the workers and their families. All funds to assist and rebuild communities or to provide programs for those who are hit by these changes have been shifted away from the social needs of our people to the pockets of large corporations and the wealthy. There is nothing on the horizon that indicates anyone within the two parties intend on doing anything differently. In segregated communities like Benton Harbor or any number of American cities, the problem can look solely like a black and white issue. There is serious discrimination and racism in the system, and this is no clearer than in the actions of the police and the injustices of the judicial system. But today, these questions have merged with the problems of survival for every worker, regardless of color, whether a black, a white, a Latino, or an integrated community. How do we live if there are no jobs? What does this capitalist system offer to our young people or our impoverished communities? We need a widespread educational and organizational effort to direct the energies of all working people, no matter at what point they are on the slippery slope toward absolute poverty. These energies need to be directed toward changing the economic system that is destroying our communities and our families. We need a fundamentally new system founded on the distribution of goods and services according to the needs of all of our communities. This concludes our program. I would like to thank the People's Tribune Tribunal del Pueblo for providing us with that commentary on Benton Harbor. Also, a thank you to Shalithia Burns, Reverend Edward Pinckney, Rich Capalbo, and the other people of Benton Harbor who shared their experiences with us. If you would like more information on the police brutality and injustices taking place in Benton Harbor, please contact the Southwest Michigan Coalition Against Racism and Police Brutality by emailing Jonina Abram at jonina1@juno.com. That's Jonina 1.1@juno.com. People's Tribune Radio is produced by the League of Revolutionaries for a New America. The League advocates for a cooperative society that seeks to use the technologies displacing millions around the world for the distribution of food, clothing, and shelter to all of humanity. For a copy of this program or our other print and audio material, please call us at 1-800-691-6888. That number again is 1-800-691-6888. Or visit us on the internet at www.lrna.org. The League also offers speakers to visit your campus or community. A speakers list is available on the internet at www.lrna.org/speakers. That's www.lrna.org/speakers, or by calling the 800 number, which is again 1-800-691-6888. I'm Kenny Shook, and on behalf of the League of Revolutionaries for a New America, I would like to thank the many stations airing our program, as well as all of our listeners. A special thanks to those who have provided feedback, and I encourage others to share your views. And please, tune in next time for another edition of People's Tribune Radio. Check it.